From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. As you've been hearing, Governor Rick Scott has won re-election in his race against Democrat Charlie Crist. Last night, during WLRN's live election coverage, Tom Hudson and a panel of professors discussed the win and the loss after both the victory and concession speeches. Here are two excerpts from that coverage.
I'm along with John Foreman of Barry University, Nelson Bass of Nova Southeastern University, and Don Jones with the University of Miami. Sean Foreman with Barry University Political Science, the victory speech there from Governor Scott sounding very similar tones that we heard during the campaign. Jobs, 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 and growth. That's what Florida voted for tonight, wasn't it?
It was. It was more the same, and the Scott administration can say it's working. You know, that's about as emotional and as thrilled as you'll hear him ever.
Actually, a fist pump we saw from the governor when he came out to take the stage.
He's happy that he won, but he's really thrilled that the campaign is over. We know that he's uncomfortable as a campaigner, not a great public speaker. But he ran on his record, and there is improvement in the Florida economy, and voters rewarded him for that tonight.
Nelson Bass, both governors ran consistently on their record. We heard so much in this campaign about what each other had done and what the other guy had not done. We did not hear a real vision articulated. I suppose the largest vision that we heard articulated, we just heard during the victory campaign there, to become number one in job growth. We didn't hear that kind of declarative sentence over and over again during the campaign, did we?
Absolutely. Two guys who basically wanted to run on how much you should dislike the other candidate. We heard very little from both Charlie Crist and Rick Scott in terms of grand vision for the state of Florida. What type of jobs are we referring to? Are we talking about service sector jobs? Are we talking about some sort of jobs that could lead to a middle class existence? And, you know, outside of Charlie Crist throwing out a few things on increasing the minimum wage, it was a very quiet campaign.
The final comments there from Governor Crist sounds like he's not only conceding this race, but conceding Florida politics.
Oh, not so fast. I don't think so.
No.
We have not seen the last of Charlie Crist, and I wouldn't be surprised if he runs for governor again in 4 years.
Yeah. Not the U.S. Senate?
No, he really is a governor kind of guy. He tried that Senate thing. But no, he loves Florida. I truly believe that. And look, the whole thing is the Democratic Party really doesn't have a deep base. And he is de facto the leader of the party as of now. It's his call for the future candidates for governor for Florida.
The messaging of the campaign, Governor Scott, was jobs, jobs, jobs. Governor Crist was the jobs were not my fault. The lost jobs were not my fault. Both governors had significant records to run on,
yes.
And that's what they ran on. They did not run on articulating this vision,
yes,
of Florida.
Well, I think that too much of the campaign was invested in negativity. And I think both candidates sort of became intoxicated with the possibility they could score a fatal blow, a knockout blow through this. And I think that, unfortunately, that's a dangerous game to play. I think what's interesting is that somehow Rick Scott managed to overcome the fact of real negatives, the fact that he turned down money for a Tri-Rail, the fact that he turned down Medicaid money. Those were the issues that Crist needed to focus on. Instead, they talked about things that were much more personal. It's a missed opportunity.
You can find more of our election coverage at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.